Imagine a world where dragons rule supreme, where seven tribes with unique powers have been locked in a devastating war for nearly two decades. This is Pyria, a realm of elemental magic and ancient prophecies. When the Sandwing Queen dies mysteriously, her three daughters, Burn, Blister, and Blaze, plunge the continent into conflict as they vie for the throne. But hope emerges in the form of a prophecy. Five dragonettes born on the brightest night will end the war and choose the true Sandwing Queen. For 6 years, these special dragonettes have been raised in secret by the Talons of Peace, guardians who've kept them hidden in an underground cave system. But destiny cannot be contained forever. When the dragonettes finally escape their sheltered existence, they discover a world far more complex and dangerous than their scrolls ever revealed. Now they must decide, are they pawns of prophecy or masters of their own fate? Clay defies the typical protagonist mold. Born from a blood-red mudwing egg, he should be a natural warrior, yet remains gentle and protective despite his guardian's criticism. What they perceive as weakness is actually his greatest strength, unwavering loyalty. When introduced, Clay attempts escape through an underwater tunnel not for freedom, but fearing his friends will starve. Even when caught, he accepts punishment to shield others. His mudwing trait, immunity to fire from his blood-red egg, parallels his emotional resilience, absorbing pain to protect loved ones. In Queen Scarlet's arena, Clay rejects the kill-or-be-kill ultimatum, finding a third path that preserves both life and principles. His friendship with Peril, the Skywing whose touch burns, shows his ability to see beyond appearances and offer acceptance where others show fear. Clay never becomes a conventional hero. Instead, he discovers that compassion and protective instincts are strengths, not weaknesses. True courage isn't fearlessness, it's doing what's right despite your fears. If Clay is the heart of the Dragonette group, Tsunami is its fighting spirit. With deep blue scales and luminescent stripes, this sea wing princess embodies fierce independence. While Clay accepts their underground confinement, Tsunami rebels against it, hearing the ocean's primal call, a birthright denied since hatching. Tsunami subverts the princess archetype by charging into battle rather than awaiting rescue. Her first swim in open water becomes pure joy as she finally uses her gills and bioluminescent stripes naturally. Yet her unflinching courage becomes her weakness when impulsivity leads to dangerous situations, like challenging Queen Scarlet or attempting underwater communication without knowing the language. Despite her headstrong nature, Tsunami's loyalty never wavers. When companions face danger, her protective instincts emerge immediately. These dragonettes are her only family, creating tension when she learns her mother, Queen Coral, has searched for her stolen egg for years. I'm not brave because some prophecy says I have to be. I'm brave because I choose to be, captures Tsunami's essence, a dragon determined to write her own destiny while protecting those she loves. Glory epitomizes defiance against destiny. Taken as a rain wing to replace a destroyed Skywing egg, she endures the Guardian's belief, especially Kestrel's, that she's expendable. This treatment forges her resilience rather than breaking her. Her color-changing scales symbolize her evolution. Initially, Glory hides emotions behind neutral colors and sarcasm as protection. As the story progresses, she embraces her Rainwing heritage and allows her true colors to emerge. Her defining moment comes when she overhears the Guardians discussing Morrowseer's demand for her execution to make way for a proper Skywing. This revelation strengthens her. Later, captured by Queen Scarlet, she cleverly disguises herself as an Icewing prisoner. Despite her sharp tongue, Glory fiercely protects her friends, building respect with Clay, maintaining a combative yet supportive relationship with Tsunami, and showing loyalty towards Sunny. Glory transforms from bitter substitute to confident dragon who knows her worth transcends prophecy. when she saves everyone using her Rainwing Venom, an ability the Guardians never taught her about, she proves her difference is her greatest strength. Starflight and Sunny complete our circle of dragonettes as embodiments of knowledge and compassion. Starflight, the Nightwing, lacks mind-reading abilities, but compensates with his voracious reading. His encyclopedic knowledge proves invaluable throughout their journey, from arena tactics to political complexities. Yet he's more than just the smart dragon. His intelligence comes paired with anxiety and self-doubt, especially about failing Nightwing expectations. When Morrowseer appears, Starflight faces an identity crisis between his biological tribe and the dragonettes who've been his only family. Sunny, the small sandwing without a poisonous tail barb, initially seems like the group's weakest link. Often dismissed as fragile or naively optimistic, her compassion and unwavering moral compass prove powerful. While others resort to violence, she consistently seeks peaceful solutions. She defies expectations through remarkable resilience, despite lacking traditional sandwing weapons. Her unusual appearance, golden scales and smoke-ray eyes, hints at mysteries about her parentage. Together, they demonstrate that knowledge without compassion can be cold, while compassion without knowledge can be naive, qualities strongest when working in tandem. Queen Scarlet's Death Arena functions as both setting and metaphor, revealing Skywing culture while testing the dragonette's core values. Clay faces a moral crisis here. Raised to fulfill a peace prophecy, he now confronts kill or be killed reality. His refusal to take another dragon's life demonstrates his commitment to finding compassionate alternatives over mere survival. Tsunami immediately plans escape rather than focusing on survival, directly challenging Queen Scarlet and forming alliances. Glory, disguised as an Icewing, gathers intelligence while avoiding combat, cleverly subverting the arena's purpose. The arena introduces Peril, the Skywing champion whose deadly fire scales touch kills other dragons. Her friendship with Clay, the only dragon immune to her touch, gives her a first taste of acceptance and prompts her to question her loyalty. The dragonette's escape, aided by Glory's venom and Peril's change of heart, marks their first victory against Pyria's corrupt power structures. The Dragonette Prophecy explores the tension between fate and free will. Raised to fulfill a prophecy they didn't create, the five dragonettes must question if they're truly destined to end the war, whether they have any choice, and what it means for their identities if the prophecy isn't genuine. This theme crystallizes when Morrowseer, who delivered the prophecy, rejects Glory, revealing their lives may be built on political manipulation rather than destiny. Clay's journey exemplifies this struggle. Though his guardians insist he must be a killer, his nature resists. Realizing that born of blood-red eggs means he's a protector marks his first step toward claiming his own story. Tsunami declares she'll end the war by choice, not prophecy, while Glory's position as replacement gives her both freedom and the burden of having no predetermined role. By the end, the dragonettes redefine their relationship to prophecy, choosing to end the war on their terms, transforming from objects of prophecy to agents of change. The message? Destiny is shaped by choices, not predetermined fate.